The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
Rabbit, the first day of February 2020, and may it be a good month. I'm always glad to be here on the first day of the month. I normally, for the benefit of new listeners, always give a little bio on the first day of the month. First broadcast day of the month. Just happens to be the first day of the month today as well. So the first Monday of every month, I'll tell you very quickly a couple of times during the show. I'm Hugh Hewitt. You're listening to me because you want the news and you want analysis. 70% politics and government, 20% the news of the world, 10% the Cleveland Indians and Browns, and all other things, Ohio, and I add in other stuff as well. This is a morning news show. You get the news that you need, the analysis you want. For example, blockbuster snowstorm to strike New York and Philadelphia today. Stock futures climbing and silver is going through the roof. Amazon reports tomorrow it's going to go through the roof too. Hedge fund Melvin lost 50% of its money last week. Wow. Republican senators want a $600 billion stimulus deal, not the $2 billion that Joe Biden wants they're going to meet. The coronavirus rollout, vaccine rollout, is going great in England and is not going great in the United States. They had a coup in Burma. Gerrymandering is beginning and the left is upset because the GOP is going to win. It looks like Governor Newsom is going to be recalled. Meaning there's going to be a recall election on whether or not he's going to get to keep his job. And it looks like a guy named Chamath, he's a sort of a tech lefty. And Chamath is running he's a billionaire, so he's going to spend a lot of money. Kevin, the guy from San Diego, whose name I can never remember, he's going to run too. And then Rick Grinnell. Now, it's not official from Rick yet, but we're going to be in favor of Rick because the government is completely collapsed in California. I'm in California for a couple of months until I get vaccinated. All my doctors are out here. I lived here from 1989 to 2016, and I come back in December and January, and we're staying longer. I normally teach the first semester at Chapman University Law School. Not teaching this year. I'll be back next January to teach, but by way of background, I am the son and grandson of Ohio. All four of my grandparents were born in Ashtabula. I was born and raised in Warren, Ohio. Catholic schools, first grade through 12. John F. Kennedy High School, go Eagles. Off to Harvard College, did pretty well there. Didn't get into Harvard Law School or Michigan Law School like I wanted to, so I drove across the country, went to work for David Eisenhower, and then, quite unusually, for Richard Nixon. And worked closely with the president for 2 years, finally got into Michigan Law School, went to Michigan Law School. Then clerked on the D.C. Circuit for two judges, Roger Robb and George McKinnon. Then went to the Department of Justice for two attorney generals, Bill Smith and Ed Meese. Then I went to the White House Counsel's Office for Fred Fielding and Dick Houser. And Dick, go faster. Dick listened to the show in Florida. He's just been slowing down on that treadmill. Come on, Dick, pick it up. After that, I went over to the NEH, National Endowment for the Humanities, their top lawyer. After that, I went over to the Office of Personnel Management as their top lawyer, stuck around, became their deputy director, confirmed by the Senate, became the acting director because everybody left town when Reagan left, and I came back to California, built the Nixon Library, practiced law, and began my broadcast career in 1989. I've been on the air since 1990, television and radio. This show, the one you're listening to, is started on July the 1st, 2000, So we are in our 21st year, and I work, what? July 10th. Did I say July 10th? Thank you. And then that was the voice of Dwayne who showed up. He started working here last week. He didn't quite know the rules yet. And we have been bringing you Sweet Reason for 20 years. And Dwayne may have been here longer than a week. I'm online at Hugh Hewitt. You ought to subscribe to my YouTube channel because I put the important stuff over there. So even if you miss something on the show, well, then you'll get the important stuff. You can follow me on Twitter like a couple hundred thousand people do, and I put the important stuff over there as well. The key to the show is news, 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 news. If it's happening, I'll tell you about it. We were on the air for 9/11. I was on the air last year telling you, last year, first major news journalist in America, telling you the virus was coming, the virus was bad. Why? Because I read books. I had read The Great Influenza. I knew it was coming. And I told you about it, but very few people listened. I supported Trump in 2020 and 2016, largely because of judges in the military. I don't think he should be impeached. It's unconstitutional. He's not the future of the party. Future of the party is, you know, there are four sort of legatees of Donald Trump. Tom Cotton, Mike Pompeo, Ron DeSantis, and Kristi Noem. There are many other would-be presidents among the Republicans. The leader of the Republican Party is Mitch McConnell. He's like Apollo come down from Olympus among legislators. He's the smart guy. Do whatever he says. All right? That's my worldview. I'm married to the fetching Mrs. Hewitt and have been for 38 years. She's in charge. Three wonderful kids. They've grown up. I'm 64, about to turn 65. Going to get my vaccine, then go back to D.C. and slug it out there. But I got to tell you the big story of the morning. I mean, the big story of the morning is that, who's the guy from Kevin, what's his name? The mayor of San Diego. He filed $1 million campaign chest yesterday because he's going to run for the recall. And
Falconer?
Yeah, Kevin Falconer. Honestly, goodness, I do not know why. I've got a great audience. It's like a mental block. And I don't think Kevin can win. He's welcome to come on. I don't think this Chatham guy is going to win either. Because Rich Billy, I think Rick Grenell's going to win. But I'm going to be fair. I'm going to talk to them all. If they want to come have a debate, that's great. But the whole campaign ought to be this. Open the schools, house the homeless, cut the taxes. That's it. California is the most broken place. I've lived here since 1989. And I come back every year to teach in the spring. I live in Virginia now. I vote in Virginia. But I might come back here and re-register if Grinnell doesn't run. Grinnell runs, I won't run. And maybe I'll sit down with Pedrotti and figure out that he, not Pedrotti, Falconer. Let me give you an example. I've been deeply immersed in the homeless issue this weekend for a variety of reasons that don't matter. Friends are involved. And it's an absolute crisis in California. You wouldn't believe it. You think Seattle's bad. You think San Francisco's bad. Take a look at L.A. There are 98,000 people on the streets in L.A. I got a 50-block center of town called Skid Row, which is, I mean, it's just deadly. 1,380 people died. Homeless people died. Three people die a day in L.A. from exposure. You know, 10 to 12% of those people just get hit by cars. They wander in, or they fall off bridges. So amid a $675 million deficit in L.A., city officials reported their earnings to open the books. L.A., 20,000 city employees in L.A., city employees make $150,000 or more a year. Do you believe that? The Los Angeles Housing and Community Investment Department has 737 people, and it costs $55 million to run. I don't know. Maybe they just sit around giving away money. Meanwhile, the homeless numbers are skyrocketing in the city and county of L.A. The city blames the homeless on an influx of vagrants coming to the city. I don't think so. I think it's because there's no place to live. Because when they try and build a place to live, it costs $500,000 because it's the government. Honestly, Rick Grinnell, Kevin Falconer, the other guy, Very easy campaign. Open the schools. House the homeless. Cut the taxes. There's no reason California shouldn't be like Texas and Florida. It's a prettier state. It's the most beautiful place to live in the world. It is absolutely, people pay a geography tax to live here. And this morning, poor old New York and Philadelphia and Boston and all of Maine is going to be covered in 8 to 18 inches of snow. That only happens when you want to ski in California. Yeah, we got earthquakes. We got fires. But I'll retire here eventually. I'll come back from Virginia. Maybe. I might go somewhere else. I don't know. But I'm telling you, the appalling collapse of government at every level in California is because of state employee unions, which own the governor, which own the senators, which own the congressmen, which own the mayors, the state teachers union, the prison guards, the tribes and the casinos. It's a bought and paid for state. It's the most dysfunctional place in the United States. So we're going to have a recall election. And I kind of like Gavin Newsom, but my gosh, the French Laundry and this COVID rollout. Nah, I think we're going to have a new governor within 6 months. Stay tuned, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, even click on a link, a big tech company can use that IP to track all your activity tied back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. All you have to do is download the app on your phone. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's ExpressVPN.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. So go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more. By the way, one of my speakers has a little back feed coming out of it, Dwayne. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt on the first broadcast day of the month. As snow blocks all of you people from driving in the Northeast who are listening to me throughout New York. And I used to go through that stuff. I was there when Harvard closed in 1978. First time it ever, I mean, there was so much snow in Boston, people were jumping off of telephone poles into the drifts. The Great Whiteout. Then I had to close the government a couple of times when I was at OPM in the late 80s because I was the general counsel, and that was my call. I had to get to work. No one else went to work. I had to get to work at 2 o'clock in the morning, close the government, then get back. So I do not miss being there for the snowstorm today. But I've been in New York City there's actually nothing more glorious than to be in downtown Manhattan when everything is shuttered because of the snow. One of my closest friends in the world and I, Mark Guerin, had dinner at an empty Manhattan restaurant. He was stuck there. I was stuck there in the middle of one of the... It's just glorious unless you have to actually work. Let me check the markets for you, brought to you by our friends at Birch Gold. I tell you every day you ought to have precious metals in your account, 10%, at least 10%. Your net worth should be in physical silver or gold. Now, you can put that in a safety deposit box. You can roll it over in your IRA or 401k. Birch Gold will help you either way if you want to buy gold or silver. And silver has been shooting up today. I know that the Reddit people are after it, but it's just a long-term anti-inflationary hedge, runaway money. And if you want to buy gold, you go to HughGold.com. Or if you want to get information on how do I move part of my stock IRA or my bond or my cash IRA or 401k into a physical metals, precious metals IRA, 401k, go to HughGold.com. Or, better yet, text my name, H-U-G-H, easiest name to remember in radio. No other Hughes running around, to the 474747 number. They'll send you the free, no obligation info kit. You can trust these folks. Gold is up at $1,864 an ounce, up almost 0.75% since Friday. Overseas, my gosh, they're having a big day in the markets overseas. Japan went up 1.5%. Hong Kong went up 2%. England's up almost 1%. Germany's up 1.25%. We don't know what's going to happen in the United States. The 10-year Treasury is still below 1.1%, which is remarkable. But as I said, Amazon reports tomorrow. And I expect the Redditors will go over there, or the Robinhood people will go over there pretty soon. Get out of the crazy stocks that aren't worth something. Get to the only stock I own is Amazon. Otherwise, it's just mutual funds. Not my gig. Not what I do. What I do this weekend is study homelessness in L.A. for a variety of reasons. And I just must tell you, it is beyond anyone's appalling imagination. You can think the worst thing you can think, and you aren't even close. They have got 50 square blocks now of Skid Row. Dwayne, you been to Skid Row anytime recently?
I actually was right by there a week ago.
And what'd you think?
It's worse.
It's hell.
It's worse than it was.
And they had torrential rains on Thursday and Friday in L.A., L.A. normally gets about 3 inches of rain total in January. They had 2 inches or 1.76 inches on 2 days.
I started my radio career in 95 doing Christian radio, and we would do remotes at Union Rescue Mission, which is right in the middle of it, right?
You have a radio career?
I do.
Yes, I actually talked to the head of Union Rescue this week.
I drove right by there and... This last Sunday night, and it was pretty bad.
I think I'm going up there on Thursday. You want to go with me?
You need protection?
No, I just don't know how the heck to get there. I have no, you know me in driving.
Yeah, I do know you in driving.
Yeah, so it's 50 square blocks. I ought to be able to hit it, right?
Your problem is not going to be finding it. Your problem is going to be getting out.
Well, I'm going to Union, so okay. They'll have a parking lot. But okay. I may talk to you about that if you've been up there before. Interesting stuff going on. Very, very interesting stuff going on. So anyway, back to the markets. Today is a good day to buy Amazon, but I always say that because I own Amazon. Today is a good day to buy gold, and I always say that because Birch Gold not only sponsors me, but it's always a good day to buy gold. HughGold.com. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Open those phones, Harley, 1-800-520-1234. Are we going to toss out Gavin Newsom, California? I know you're awake. You're sleepless because there are no jobs. I know you're awake. Call me, 1-800-520-1234.
Down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley
Welcome back, America. It was a beautiful Sunday yesterday. Gorgeous day in Southern California, except unless you're homeless, as the state explodes with homelessness as a combination of skyrocketing housing prices, addicted substance abuse, and a variety of mental illness issues all swarm, as well as the inability of local government paralyzed at every level to respond, has created a human rights catastrophe. It's one of the reasons, along with the shutdown of business, the COVID rollout, which isn't a rollout, general mayhem at the state level, bankruptcy, high taxes, crashing services, collapsing streets. Everyone saw the picture of Route 1 that fell into the ocean. That Gavin Newsom is a nice enough guy is going to face a recall. They're going to get enough signatures. That became clear this weekend. They're going to do it again. We did it with Arnold back in 03, I think. What year was the recall, Dwayne?
It was around 03, 04, but it was Gray Davis, not Arnold.
Yeah,
Arnold.
I know, but Arnold won. Arnold won the recall. Gray Davis got recalled and Arnold won.
Right.
And Twisted Sister, I did a number of rallies for Arnold, and I always joke with him. He totally left me hanging. He was never on time. Never. But he did make me state sommelier, so that's pretty cool. Paul in San Francisco, 1-800-520-1234. What are you doing up at this hour, Paul?
I'm listening to you.
Well, that's good, but I mean, what? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Well, I was a bus driver for many years, so I had to get up very early to go to work.
Okay. So are you going to vote to recall Gavin?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the worst thing about him? Oh, you are?
Well, because I don't trust anybody that doesn't have good judgment. And he went to that very high-end restaurant in Northern California, the White
House. The French Laundry in the Napa Valley.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I don't trust anybody that doesn't have better judgment than that.
So you're going to support Grinnell, Falconer, or who?
Probably Mr. Falconer. We need a change of view in California. We need to right the ship.
Why not Grinnell?
I have to look at Grinnell a little bit more, to be honest.
Okay. Chamath is this interesting lefty billionaire. You going to vote for a billionaire again?
Yeah, that's just what we need, more a lefty billionaire. That'll really straighten out California.
That's exactly what I think. That's just what we need. We need someone who will not care that these public employee unions spend billions of dollars to denigrate them. That's why I'm kind of leaning towards Rick, but I'm open to being persuaded by Kevin. Because Rick does not care what ads say about him. He's absolutely fearless. And that's what the state needs. Because, I mean, how long you lived here, Paul?
I was born and raised here. My family's been in California 150 years.
Oh, so you're saying you just got here?
Yeah, well, most of the homeless here, by the way, are transients.
Where did you go to high school?
Abraham Lincoln and the school board here.
Not anymore. No, that's gone.
No, And this is when you get let the loony left have any power.
How many homeless do you have in San Francisco?
Estimates are about 10,000, but who knows? It's a flowing puppet.
I went up there to see Hamilton with the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt. And we walked from our hotel down to a matinee, and it was Dodge the Homeless. It was the most everywhere. And I feel bad. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe each of these people are created in the image of God. But my goodness, doesn't the city do anything for them?
Well, we have a term here in San Francisco. It's called the homeless industry. And there's 70 organizations that help the homeless, not to mention the hundreds of millions that come out of City Hall, and it just perpetuates the problem.
Well, in L.A., it's worse. Whatever is the problem in San Francisco, in L.A., it's worse. So,
what more people in L.A.?
Yeah, I know, but at 98,000 homeless people, 3 die every day, falling off of bridges, overdoses. They had exposure cases on Friday night. Obviously mentally ill woman, middle-aged, stark naked, running down the middle of the street, screaming, little old grandmothers under awning. I mean, little old grandmothers, 80-year-old grandmothers, 75-year-old grandmothers. People don't think of the homeless in the right way. It's a complete catastrophe, and Garcetti is paralyzed.
Absolutely. But people need addiction support. Just giving them a home is not going to solve their problems. They need addiction support to keep them out of that situation in the future.
Yeah, you need rapid. I was on a public health commission for 17 years. Rapid rehousing as soon as they go out on the street, substance abuse counseling, and a job. That's it. Got to get them a job. And Union Rescue Mission does a great work. Hey, Paul, thank you. You listen every morning?
As much as I can, yes. Thank you.
You know, I've got this enormous audience in the middle of the night in San Francisco. It's like the number one rated show overnight in San Francisco. I don't know what are doing. Yeah, I don't know what you people are doing up all night in San Francisco. Well, I do know what you're doing up all night. Go to bed.
Well, I can't tell my friends I listen to it because I'll get castigated.
Well, that's okay. They just bring them over. I'll persuade them. I'm reasonable, right?
You certainly are, and you back up your opinions with facts.
There you go. Hey, Paul, thank you, buddy. Tim in Phoenix. Good morning, Tim. Hey, Tim. How are you? Tim, are you on mute? Hey, Ben. Hey, there he is. Hey, Tim. Good morning, Tim.
You're welcome to come to California.
Now, everything you said we missed because you were on mute.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
No, there was an article a month or two ago, I think. It was in the L.A. Times, and it said Gavin Newsom made a pitch out to any women seeking an abortion that they were welcome to do so in California, and he touted the willingness for that procedure to be done there in California. So I don't know if that weighs in on his his recall effort. I don't know. If I live there, I live in Phoenix, it certainly would not sit well with me.
Well, he's going to lose every Republican and every independent. The question is whether or not the Democrats are willing. This happens in Massachusetts, which is a deep blue state. Every few years, they elect a Republican governor like Charlie Baker or Mitt Romney or back in the day, Frank Sargent, to fix everything that the Democratic governors have broken. And I think that's going to happen. Thank you, Tim. 1-800-520-1234. California is one of 19 states that allow voters to remove state officials, and no reason is necessary. You just have to petition to put it on the requirement. The number is 12% of the voters in the last election. All right, then you get to recall them. So the magic number for Newsom's would-be recallers is 1,495,000. But a lot of people who sign those forms don't sign the right form, or they sign their wrong name, or they're not a registered voter. So you normally have to collect 20, 30% more. And they're going to make it. They're going to make it by March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. That became obvious this month, last January. So an election will be held later this year. Some people think as early as August. Some people think as late as December. But it's going to happen. There's no limit on the number of candidates you can get on to replace an official on the recall ballot. And whoever gets the most votes wins. That's why I'm thinking about running. I lived here since 89 to 2016. I might come back. I'm here every winter to teach at Chapman University Fowler School of Law. And I could easily switch back to California. I voted here for 89 to 2016. I'm a Virginian now. Might run. Might do it. Hugh for governor. I'll run on a very, very, very modest platform. Very, very modest. Open the schools. Open the businesses, house the homeless, cut the taxes. That's it. I'd also probably lay off half the people who work for the state. Police, fire, public safety, pretty much all we need. And all people will call me up and they tell me we need this and we need that. And I know, but also I have one big rule in life about retirement systems. No public employee ought to make more in retirement than a retired colonel in any of the services of the United States. That's the max. If you didn't do 25 years in the United States Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, or Navy, or a captain in the Navy, colonel in the other three, then you shouldn't be paid more than those guys and gals because you didn't do the same thing. Kyle, Sacramento. Good morning, Kyle.
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm always good. I love my Sacramento audience. Always been a good audience for me.
I delivered you a cigar in Sacramento at a golf course after you were showed up with Dennis Prager. Do you remember me?
I do, and Prager took it from me. Do you remember that?
Wait a minute. We brought two up to the
I know. He took them both. He took them both. Yeah, I left the dressing room. We were in a green room. We were talking about the cigar because you were very nice, and I came back and the cigar was gone. And Dennis said I wouldn't appreciate it.
Now, wait a minute, though. I don't know both of you very well at all. I just listen.
Well, you can trust me. You know you can't trust Prager. Honest to goodness, the guy is, it's a compulsion.
Right. No, no. Well, you know, and also, too, those were pretty good cigars.
That's it. He spotted that, and he said right. It would be wasted on me.
Well, and that's what I mean by the Mr. Prager is usually pretty accurate.
Well, Mr. Prager is, first of all, use Mr. He does not deserve it. Just Prager. And Prager is sticky-fingered. So anyway, what do you think about this recall?
So Dennis and Hugh for now on from Kyle?
Yeah. It's Hugh and Prager.
I think the recall is probably needed.
Maybe we should run Dennis. What do you think?
Not a bad idea. Either that or his affiliate on that wonderful movie.
Yeah, Adam Carolla. I'm thinking maybe Dennis. Maybe yeah. Dennis. He wouldn't do anything. He'd be incapable of getting to the office. You know, he cannot find his way in a building from the third floor to the fourth floor. But that's what the government needs, is paralysis.
Well, is our present governor in the office at all? Do you know where he lives? Do you know where he really...
I've only emailed with Gavin. Nice guy, family guy. I got nothing against him personally. It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. People do not understand. This is worse than New York. Why can't we have a Ron DeSantis or a Greg, governor of Texas, Abbott? Why can't we have a Doug Ducey? Why can't we have a normal governor?
Right. You know who you're starting to sound like?
Who?
Oh, God, what was the movie with that was written for Jack Nicholson, As Good As It Gets?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I have a normal boyfriend? Remember her telling that to...
Yeah, and he said, and then she asked him, how do you know how we think? Well, I begin with a man, and I remove all reason and perspective. Yeah. All right, Kyle, be well, friend. America, it's Hugh Hewitt. I'm joined now for the Yinzer Report by Selena Zito. Selena has a great new column on who the executive order screwed last week. It's in the New York Post. I just tweeted it out. Good morning, Selena. How are you?
I'm fine. Burying snow, but doing fine.
How much snow hit Pittsburgh? Because normally you can't tell. Everything turns to black as it falls down through the coal dust.
Well, I can't tell because it's still dark out.
The sun's up, it's just Pittsburgh.
Okay, which is not 1943, so. That would have been true in my parents' teenagehood.
So anyway, how much snow you got there?
I don't know, maybe like 6 or 8 inches.
Okay, that's not bad. Are schools closed? Did the kids get the free day?
Well, schools are closed in Pittsburgh, period.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I thought Pittsburgh had common sense.
Well,
you know, aren't people supposed to believe in the science?
So the city schools don't have a whole heck of a lot of sense, but the private schools and the suburban schools do have sense.
Okay. Well, I want to get to your column because not many people wrote about the impact of this executive order. They know that the Keystone XL pipeline threw out union laborers, welders, pipe fitters, but you went beyond that. You went to the secondary effects. Tell people about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when the executive order happened, everyone understood these were going to directly hit the union jobs of the people that build the pipe, the Keystone pipeline, the executive order on the banning of fracking on federal lands and waters. But you never really think about the jobs outside outside of the business. So I talked to a woman, Lori Cox, in South Dakota. Her and her husband just bought a hotel in September. It looks like something that would be in like a Gary Cooper movie, right? Like a two-story hotel in the West. It's really charming.
The Stropple Hotel in Midland, South Dakota.
Yeah. And so they have been booked every day since September. And on the day of the inauguration for Joe Biden, they were, as usual, every room was booked. It's 12 rooms, but, you know, this is, you know, it's not a Holiday Inn, but it's still, you know, a nice size business. And they put a common room in there, and everyone's having, like, breakfast and coffee, and, you know, business as usual. Within the pipeline community, people are very clannish. They're very community-oriented. And by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, everyone had checked out long before they were supposed to be checked out. And she hasn't seen a person since then.
And that is one story that has been replicated all over the pipeline region. It runs from Canada to Texas. I mean, it is a devastating decision driven by theatrics. The indifference to these people is astonishing.
It really is. And you know, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Black Monday in Youngstown.
Oh, in Campbell. Campbell, yeah. Ohio, when the steelworks closed. I was a kid, and they went to, and everything just shuttered. That's interesting, shut. Selena. That's very interesting.
Barbershop. You know, I mean, the impact was chilling in that area, and you and I both know we saw it from different sides of the state line. But you and I both know the economic impact wasn't just limited to the men and women that worked in the steel industry. It was the barbershops. It was the churches. It was the grocery stores.
It rolled down to my high school, my Catholic high school, which charged the outrageous amount of $300 a year. All of a sudden, the kids from Girard and Campbell couldn't afford to go there. They had to go to the public school.
Yeah, absolutely. These are going to be the same impact. And what was interesting back then is they all drove from Youngstown in a bus with John Glenn to see Jimmy Carter to talk to him about this, and he refused to see them.
You see, I do not understand Democrats. This is why they lost all the Democrats to Trump, and they're going to stay in the Republican Party who are working. They don't care about union jobs. And, I mean, the union people just screamed their bloody head off, but it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. It's like we didn't learn a thing, and it wasn't all that long ago. But they didn't learn a thing. This is how they lost the working class. I have argued forever that Black Monday was an example of how they began to lose the working class, and they're just underlining it over and over again.
I hope you get up there and write a lot of these pieces, Selena, because you're one of the few people who actually went beyond the pipeline workers. I saw some videos on the pipeline workers, but this hotel, it's basically a write-off. I don't know what they're going to do, but God bless you for writing it. Selena, always a pleasure. Everything that Selena writes is at selenazito.com. You ought to subscribe, and you ought to come back here for hour two. Jake Sherman joins me. Don't go anywhere, America. Plus, the Washington Post, woman in Moscow on what's going on over there. Stay tuned.